degrees in Nashville. Right now, mostly cloudy skies. We're expecting plenty of sun today with a high in the mid-90s, a heat index as high as 104. And for that reason, we are back under a heat advisory across Middle Tennessee today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. One of Metro Nashville's top officials is retiring amid a federal investigation and allegations he misused his position in the government. The Nashville Banner was the first to report that federal law enforcement executed a search warrant at a Metro Water office in July. It then found that the agency's assistant director, John Honeysucker, was the subject under scrutiny. He's also been in hot water with Metro after he was accused of lying about why his government phone was missing. It had been seized by the FBI. The Banner obtained thousands of pages of documents and a charge letter from Metro, which alleged Honeysucker routinely engaged in inappropriate relationships with real estate developers. The letter says Honeysucker used his Metro email account to conduct private business, communicate with developers that he was in business with, advocate on their behalf before Metro departments, and facilitate approvals, resolve permitting issues, or otherwise influence governmental processes. Honeysucker told the Banner that relationship building with developers was part of his job. A Middle Tennessee parent says a black student in Wilson County Schools was unfairly targeted because of her hairstyle. Kate Cortolu, a special education advocate, says one of the families she works with recently made the allegation. The mother says a teacher told her daughter to remove her headband. A school official then sent the daughter's mother an email saying she was violating dress code. Cortolu spoke before the Wilson County School Board last night, saying that a teacher mistakenly determined the student was wearing a bonnet rather than a headband.
A bonnet covers the entire head. A headband does not. Confusing them reveals ignorance about black hair care, and that ignorance combined with vague policy and the power to enforce it is exactly how discrimination happened with or without intent.
Cortolu also wrote an op-ed in the Tennessean stating that black students are more likely to be disciplined for dress code violations than white kids. Wilson County School Board member Joseph Padella responded via Facebook. He demanded that Cortolu provide proof of discrimination in the school district. At the meeting, the board did not respond to Cortolu's comments. Well, it's been more than 6 years since a series of tornadoes ripped through Nashville, Wilson, and Putnam counties, and residents in Nashville may finally receive the funds to rebuild. Metro Council members will vote next week to accept more than $10 million in federal disaster recovery funds related to the March 2020 tornadoes. 25 people died from the tornado, including two in Nashville. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.